Right.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Wednesday, February 15th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you're a new listener, here you go. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, because they know the law's on our side. The voice of pro-murders, the pro-choicers wish to silence because they don't want to be called out for what they really are. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans, we are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Folks, now if you'd like to be a part of the show, please do give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to see who we are, what we look like, and what it is that we do, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that is sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, for all of my friends out there that have been responding to my request, I truly appreciate you. I just wanted to tell you that. Hey, high five. Yeah,
that's for you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And if you're not on my Facebook, please do check it out. It's Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. It's actually a live picture at the State Fair the New York Times used.
That's right.
So it's kind of a cool picture, actually.
Yes.
And if you look in the reflection, you'll see the other guy, which is the most ironic situation. It's almost creepy.
Yeah.
No, not that you're there, just the picture of you is almost creepy. I think it's just creepy just seeing your picture there.
But my voice isn't creepy, though. Just my picture.
Your picture.
Just the picture.
But, dude, is that not ironic that your picture, bizarre. It was. It's New York Times blasts this big picture out of me, and I look right behind me, and it's like, no way.
Don't forget about me.
The Lord got you in that mix, dude. He really did. So, folks, if you'd like to go ahead and check us out on Facebook, please do. That's the picture, the New York Times picture. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Again, that's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. You can follow me on my Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter. Bradley Dean One. Who came up with the word Twitter?
Twitter. I don't know. But whoever did, they were a genius.
Seriously.
There's people Twittering all
over the world. But how long
is it going
to last? I mean, next year we're probably going to have something different since Twitter.
I guess the thing is when you got a good idea and it only
maybe we're
going to
have not hitters or something. I don't know.
Could be.
Not hitters.
Facebook's been around for a while.
Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves. You know what? Nice. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Today, my Facebook was shut down, which I thought was kind of bizarre. Everybody else's Facebook was fine, but mine was shut down.
Facebook.
Now, why was my... No, seriously.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
I have no idea why.
Would you put it past this administration?
Oh, of course not.
I'm a public figure. Hmm. I have hundreds of thousands of people listening to me every week. I have a national commentary. Why is my Facebook shut down? A little bizarre. Am I worried about it? No. I just thought it was weird.
Just bizarre.
Just for the record, I wanted to put that on the air. Hmm. Thought it was pretty weird. February 15th, Wednesday. They shut down my Facebook for some reason. It's back up now. You know what's also interesting is every time I befriend people, they shut me down, even on their approval. Folks, weird. Listen, I'm the guy they don't want you to connect with.
There you go.
Bradley Dean on my Facebook.
Yes.
Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Isn't it, Jake?
Or on somebody's Facebook.
Totally.
Yes.
Back off, yeah?
Yes.
Back off, y'alls.
Back off, y'alls.
We are turning talk radio into do radio. Now, people are trying to figure out how do you do that. Well, faith with works.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. A labor of love and a work of faith.
Not do in the morning, but do in action.
Folks, coming up here in about 30 minutes, we have Mr. Ray Comfort from the Ministry Living Waters. Jake will be doing that interview. And, folks, you don't want to miss this modern-day John Wesley, who was a famous street preacher back in the day. And, by the way, Ray Comfort does the same exact thing today. If you ever wonder why you're seeing a little Australian guy on a street corner preaching out because he loves America and he loves God first and foremost,
amen.
You'll know that that's Ray Comfort. Everything he puts out, he gets a couple million hits. Great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate Ray Comfort.
Definitely.
I really honestly. By the way, I wouldn't have him on the radio if I didn't. I just think he's awesome.
You know, you look
I think
at
he's
opener,
a great guy, and he's real. That's the real thing.
You look at open-air preachers like Ray Comfort, for example, and then you look at open-air preachers like George Whitefield and John Wesley, and then you have what we had in our country, which was the Great Awakening.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have liberty if it wasn't for open-air preachers, folks.
Famous open-air preachers, the ones that you just named, George Whitefield. John Wesley.
Thomas Coke.
And the others. Do you know that they were ostracized from the church, folks? Did you know that they were kicked out of the church because they wouldn't, what? They had a living faith. They wouldn't concede to a dead faith.
Mm-hmm.
So they were ostracized. Read John 16 when you get a minute.
Yeah.
But anyways, he'll be coming up in about 30 minutes here. Now, folks, real quick, I just got a quick question. Let's jump gears. Get on to topic here. Because I only got 30 minutes,
topic
Jake,
time.
And then you get to
topic
take it over, right? Whitney Houston, a party girl, a cokehead, a boozer, a total partier, grew up in the church, gospel music.
Was her mother the choir director, too, I think, Sissy Houston?
Yeah. Famous gospel singer. Folks, what is it that the last four generations are missing here?
Yeah.
That Whitney Houston grows up in the church, and she doesn't know that pharmacia, drug use, and users of drugs have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. Even drunkards, 1 Corinthians 6:9.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, too, is the day before Whitney died, she was being mocked for her drinking and drug using. And this was on the front page of the tabloids and the grocery stores. But the day after she died, everybody's talking about how they loved her.
That's
and how
right.
much they miss her. The mercies of the wicked are cruel, man. With friends like that, who needs friends?
That's true.
Isn't that interesting?
They didn't help her out much, did they?
No, they didn't. They didn't
They'll
love
come
her.
To her funeral,
they
though.
Didn't love her enough to get in her face, did they?
Yeah.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. I'm going to come back with that thought. I got 30 minutes, man.
So.
I got to make this quick.
Let's make it count.
Quick. Real fast, Johnny. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get all of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I thought we got new music.
Well,
let's do this again. Come on, let's do this live, Kerry.
I like that last
one. Come on, we don't like that one. Want to get rid of that one? There we go.
Yes!
Ooh. Got a little techno in there, too.
I feel like strobe lights are going off.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Now, we were talking right about Mrs. Whitney Houston right before the break. Last segment, of course.
The friends that loved her.
Sure, yeah. And isn't it interesting how the day before she died, all the tabloids were mocking her for drinking and drug using. This was on the front page of the tabloids in the grocery stores. And I was just curious. This is my next thought. I was curious as to what Whitney's pastor was omitting in his sermons that this beautiful, talented little girl at the time thought that she could go ahead and use her gift for the world and inherit heaven at the end of her days, which, by the way, came as a thief in the night because the day before she was partying again. Isn't that interesting? Now, you know what's interesting? Everybody's looking for someone to blame now. No, wait a second. Whitney made the choice to do drugs. Whitney made the choice to drink. Okay? She made the choice to go to the doctor and get drugs. Okay? That may have had a part to play in her death. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's nobody's fault. That's nobody's fault at all. Except the person that's actually taking the drugs. But back to the pastor. What is it, and I've said this before on the radio show, folks, what bothers me is not so much what conservatives and patriots and professing Christians are always saying, it's what they're not saying that bothers me more than anything. And I just wanted to kind of straighten out what her pastor forgot to tell her. For example, in 1 Corinthians 6:9, it states, it is written, you know, you're not supposed to be a drunkard and inherit the kingdom of God or to use drugs, pharmakia, and think you're going to go to heaven and use your giftings for the world and then at end's length that you're going to go to Christ and he's just going to be, he can't wait to get, you know, you up into his presence. And R.W. Barber rightly said in 1900, he was not felt what sin is, the breaking of God's Ten Commandments, moral law, not ceremonial law, is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew, rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. Now, of course, when I say law, everybody's out there thinking, well, I thought that when God uses his law, it's legalism. Well, is it legalism when government enforces the laws of the land, or does that produce liberty? Just curious. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And my Bible tells me in Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
Yeah. I think a good thing to counter people with is, okay, so what part of the law is legalistic?
Especially because, when there's no such word as legalism.
Yeah.
But aside of that.
So to protect you from murders, is that legalistic? If there's a law for that?
I think at length what the pastors were leading the people to believe that if you obey God, then that's wrong. There's something wrong with obeying
God. That's where it went to.
Well, why do your kids obey you, Jake?
They love me.
No, but that's legalism if they have to obey what you tell them to do, according to the professed church.
So then I'm supposed to let them do everything they want to do.
Lasciviously, yes.
Let them
use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh.
Then they destroy themselves, and then they blame it on me for allowing them to do whatever they wanted to do.
I got a question for you. Where did Christ ever abrogate the law?
Seems to me he magnified it.
That's right. It's called antinomianism. No regard of the law, no regard for the law at all. They don't want anything to do with law. What if we did that in our country in natural laws, folks? We'd have something called anarchy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See, the church, the professed church in America has been promoting anarchy over the last 40 and 50 years.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why a beautiful, talented young lady like Whitney Houston thought it was okay to go ahead and do those things, and she's still going to inherit heaven regardless.
Yeah.
So, when you think about that, isn't that interesting? And then the other thing you hear is, you know, that famous saying we've talked about it before is thou shalt not judge.
Yeah.
Yet when you read scripture, that's all the Bible teaches us is judgment.
That's right.
How does that work exactly?
Every liberty that we have, there's a judgment protecting it.
You know what Paul Washer said? He was right when he said it. He said, judge not lest thou be judged. Then he goes on to say, twist not the scriptures lest thou be condemned.
That's
Isn't that
good.
Right on? Oh, yes.
Mr. Paul.
Oh.
Thank you, sir.
Come on.
Chalk it up.
Yes, sir. Let me say this one more time.
Twist not.
R.W. Barber said, he who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. We also hear today a common misconception, miscommunication, and misinformation coming from the professed pulpits that are not speaking out against homosexuality and against abortion.
Yep.
That, if we invoke, you know, the word Old Testament, that's like a bad thing, too. But, folks, have you ever watched a movie before where it's two parts and all of a sudden you just watch the second part?
Yeah.
How much sense, how much understanding are you going to get out of part two if you didn't watch part one?
Yeah. All you need is part two, yeah.
Because part one is the very character of God, and yet part two is the fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, Christ Jesus came into the world to fulfill the law, not to abrogate the law.
Right.
Jesus said, think not that I come to destroy the law, but to fulfill.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
But yet we have teachers and preachers in the pulpits in the hundreds of thousands today saying, you know what, away with that. And then we wonder why we have lawless people serving we the people. And by the way, the politicians have been given a license by these professed preachers as well, because you know what, no longer are they accountable to God, or should they obey God at any length, because you know what, love is not in the equation anymore.
That's right.
Boy, it's amazing to me how that works.
That's quite an epidemic, because if a ruler, a politician, doesn't obey God and obey his laws, then he's going to obey your laws? So,
hey, politician, you need to give me liberty because I say so.
Then the next question, Jake, is to the citizens that complains about the lawlessness in government.
That's right.
Well, you're the one that taught them for the most part, or your preacher did. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not judge. So let me tell you something. Don't judge when they're violating you.
Come on, guys.
See, love is the fulfilling of the law, folks. Do you not understand that?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't mean to be condescending, but it's really that ridiculous talking
it
about
is.
Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say this again. R.W. Barber said this. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is. Grace is the empowerment to overcome, folks, not to succumb, okay, in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew, rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. Now, when a man breaks natural law, what happens to him, folks?
Penalty, judgment, yes.
He goes to the penitentiary. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's shorten that word up a little bit. That would be penitence. Mm-hmm. What does penitence mean?
No, repentance, to turn from your bad behaviors to good behaviors.
That's right. So during that time of penitence, while you're sitting in jail, what happens, or let me say it this way, what should take place while you're in jail? Yeah,
conversion.
Conversion meaning what? Instead of being against the law, now you're for the law, that's and right. you're magnifying the law.
Right.
When our veterans die on the battlefield, are they magnifying the laws of our land, or are they eradicating the laws of the land?
Yep.
I'm asking the question.
Well, they have to be protecting those laws of the land or they wouldn't be getting killed.
So much so that they're actually dying yep. and taking its place and course to redeem us that's by right. their death, to magnify with their lives, Jake.
Yeah, their
folks,
blood saves
with their
us.
Blood. That's right. Their blood ratifies that Constitution. Yeah. And as we uphold it and honor those that died, guess what? Yeah. We walk in liberty, right?
Yeah.
Man, this is starting to sound like the Bible to mm-hmm. me.
That's exactly
it's starting to sound like spiritual matters, folks, in redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why Christ died?
That's exactly why Christ died.
He delivered us from the power of darkness to translate us into the kingdom yeah. of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, mm-hmm. the forgiveness of sins. Yeah, yeah, that's real liberty.
And that blood saved us from wrath. If you go back to the Old Testament again, when they put the blood over the doorpost, it saved them from God's wrath.
Let's take it another way, shall we? Okay, so when I commit sin again, what happens when I commit sin? Am I found in liberty or am I self-condemned?
I say you're sinning now against the blood that you know has been applied
right.
to you.
So like when
doubly condemned.
So like when I tolerate what Obama's doing in our country,
yeah.
what I let him get away with is condemning me.
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me.
Absolutely.
That's exactly the truth,
mm-hmm.
right? And when in fact we should be honoring what they died for, right? Yeah. Back to spiritual matters. What was Whitney Houston's pastor preaching and omitting that she thought it was okay to go ahead and do what she wanted to do?
Mm-hmm.
Tempting God's justice.
Yeah.
And now Whitney Houston has found justice.
Yep.
Now she's standing before God, and now she understands that those things were not permissible
yeah.
because the Bible clearly says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And Jesus said that I keep my Father's commandments. And then Jesus says, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments, that he's a liar and the truth is not in him.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, what it comes down to is when you love, you obey whom you love. That's not legalism. That's a response to what they gave you. And what our Father in heaven gave us is Jesus Christ. Therefore, I live for what he died for.
Mm-hmm.
And in natural circumstance, what do? Is I look at the veterans and I look at what they died for. And I magnify and I live for what they died for. I just did a radio interview in California this morning. And I told this man, he said, Bradley, how would you want to leave us? I said, how can the American people stand down? And I went through World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam, Iwo Jima, Afghanistan, Iraq, Desert Storm. I said, how can the American people stand back watching the boys and the girls of our country come back in boxes mm-hmm. and debate in the United States when they didn't debate, they died?
Right.
How does that work? We'll come back talking about Whitney Houston. I'm going to give you another question. I'm going to give you another answer. We're going to have Ray Comfort coming up here in about 15 minutes. Ray Comfort from Living Waters. Right now, you have got to be out of your
Woo!
Mind.
Flu.
Folks, I'm done. I'm out of here. Jake, it's all you, man. See ya.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 330747 or go online sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Attention gardeners, if you love juicy, delicious tasting tomatoes, this could be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Growing Kits are now available for the 2012 growing season and are perfect for tomato lovers of all ages.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love, the best tasting tomatoes in the world. These are the old time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit.
Amish Paste, German Pink, Aunt Ruby's German Green, Tomato, Cherokee Purple, Gold Medal, Green Zebra, Hungarian Heart, Caspian Pink, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You get an old-time tomato growing manual, an old-time tomato seed starter, old-time tomato soil feeder, even an heirloom tomato greenhouse. And the best part, the highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. Over 1,000 old-time heirloom tomato seeds, now just $29.97 plus shipping and handling. To order your old-time tomato heirloom growing kit, go to oldtimetomatoes.com. That's oldtimetomatoes.com. Or call 800-214-1474. That's 800-214-1474.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, and today we have a beloved friend, Mr. Ray Comfort from Living Waters. Folks, you can get his website at livingwaters.com. Been to it many times. He's always got something new going on because his mind never stops thinking of reaching those lost in our country. And again, that's the end of the gospel. It's not politics. It's not a political agenda. It's not talk radio. It's doing the talk. Ray Comfort, how are you, sir?
I'm really good, thank you.
Well, I'm glad that you're with us. Now, there is a difference between us and you. People in California can't walk on water, but we can in February. Did you know that?
Oh, that's interesting. You are very cool. I like that.
So, Ray, you have just wrote a new book, and folks, I want to draw your attention to this book. It's called Hitler, God, and the Bible. It's published by WorldNet Daily, and as all of you know, WorldNet Daily are our friends. Bradley does a commentary there every Friday. All of our products are on the WorldNet Daily Superstore. But, Ray, when I saw your book there, I was so delighted because I saw that the folks at WND don't stop at just words or conservative values or God talk. They actually go all the way. And just a testimony to you, I pulled out the Pink and Blues because we gospel track people everywhere, and our Pink and Blues are a way to do that. And Joseph's wife says to me, "Oh, my gosh, they're the same size. Ray Comfort changed my life." It was that intense. Oh,
was it for better or for worse?
It was for good. It was
great.
Only you would ask that, Ray. Thank you for your humility. Your book now, God or Hitler, God in the Bible. Also, too, and folks, we posted this on our Facebook at Sons of Liberty. Go to the Facebook page. 180. Tell us a little bit first about 180. Now, did 180 come first, the video, 180 movie? It's got like 2 million views, folks. You really got to watch this. Or did the book come?
Yeah, well, it's, the book is the mother of the that gave birth to the video. But what happened? I told Joseph Farah from Ordinary Daily I'd give him a video called Hitler's Religion to go with the book, and I took the camera out and came back horrified because I had 14 interviews with people, mainly university students, who didn't know who Adolf Hitler was. They'd say things like, "Is he an actor?" And it was just crazy. And then I took the camera out again and said, "I'm going to give a moral dilemma to these university students." So I told them, in 1943, some Jews were shot, and the Jews were covered with dirt by bulldozers when they were still alive. Horrific. I said, "Would you, at the point of a Nazi gun, bury Jews alive using a bulldozer?" And they said, "I could never do that." I say, "Why is that? Is it because you value human life?" And they say, "Yes." So, well, how do you feel about abortion? And they'd say, "Oh, it's a woman's choice." So I said, "Do you think it's a baby in the womb?" And they said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay." And I gave them one question that caused them to change their minds from being adamantly pro-abortion to being pro-life in a matter of seconds. So we sat back in the studio and we saw that we had these eight people changing their minds about abortion. We realized we didn't have a video called Hitler's Religion. We had a new a pro-life video, and so we changed its name to 180 and put it on a website called 180movie.com. And you're right, in 4 months it's had 2.3 million views, and we're delighted with the response.
You know, and everywhere that I go, different websites, I shouldn't say everywhere, that's an exaggeration, but a lot of the places that I go, I see 180 hanging. Facebook, I see it probably once a day. Somebody's posting it, somebody's getting it. Folks, you really ought to see this, because it's the concept of what are we being taught. And you know what, Ray, I'm going to let you kind of explain this, because I know we want to stick to the book as well. You can find it at WorldNet Daily Superstore. But this 180.com is important for people to understand. Number one, kids aren't being taught history. And, Ray, can you share a little bit more of your findings? And what is the overall point and the evangelical thrust that you're bringing through this book and through the message of 180 Movie?
Well, it's never been my agenda to get people to become pro-life and walk away from me saying, "Oh, yeah, I now believe in the pro-life cause, but I'm pro-homosexual marriage and I'm pro-pornography." Now, I want to change the heart through the power of the gospel, by the grace of God. If you get the engine on the right track, the carriages of the worldview will get into line. When someone's converted, when they're born again and love the Lord, their loves and hates will come into line with God's loves and God's hates. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was researching for the book, I thought I'd uncover why it was that Hitler hated the Jews. And I thought, I'm going to find this out. And all I found was this nebulous talk, sounded like the talk that is used by evolutionists. Evolutionists use the language of speculation. They say maybe, perhaps, could have.
Sure.
And that's what it was like researching for why Hitler hated the Jews. Mm-hmm. Perhaps he had syphilis from a Jewish prostitute. Maybe he was jealous of the Jews and their ability to make money. Or it could have been the fact that he was rejected when he submitted paintings in Vienna to a group or an art school that were mainly made up of a panel of mainly Jews. But there was nothing clear, and then I found something that just blew my lid off, and that is, in 1938, April the 26th, Hitler mandated by law that the Jews had to disclose their wealth in detail. And so no doubt many Jews complied, because there was a 10-year threat of threat of 10 years in prison under hard labor and heavy goods confiscated anyway. So no doubt millions of Jews immediately complied. They were signing their death warrants when they did so. Mm-hmm. Because when the Nazis showed up at a home, they knew who they were looking for. They knew their bank accounts, what were in them, who had jewelry, how much the jewelry was worth. So when Hitler killed a Jewish family, and when you kill a whole family, there's no one left to complain. When he killed the family, he got their house, he got their car, he got their assets. He got their bank account, he got their jewelry, their paintings, the gold out of their teeth, the hair off their head, the clothes off their back. Hitler made billions of dollars through killing Jewish families. 30% of his war machine was paid for by the blood of the Jews. And exactly the same is happening in modern America. American abortion is reaping in billions each year through the killing of children in the womb. If you want your 16-week baby killed through abortion, it's going to cost you $690. These are the going prices. Google in abortion prices, and you'll find your local abortion clinic charges that amount. If you want your 19-week baby killed, that's 3 weeks later, it's going to cost you $2,690, three times the amount. Easy money, 15, 20 minutes, rip off the head, the arms, the legs, pull out the torso, assemble it all, throw in the trash, do that 10, 15 times a day, and you're making big money. Abortion in America makes billions of dollars. They couldn't care less about a woman's choice. All they care about is lining their pockets, getting wealth, and having the power that comes through that wealth. That was Hitler's incendiary reason for doing what he did to the Jews, and that's the reason there's such a hard push for woman's choice when it comes to this horror of abortion.
Now, Ray Comfort, this is in your book, Hitler, God and the Bible, yes?
Yes.
Now, Ray has spoke on university campuses. You've been to Yale. You've been on ABC's Nightline. You've wrote a number of different books. But the seriousness of the topic that you are talking about right now, I think some people think it's just a religious pin that they can put on their shirt and say, I'm pro-life. They don't understand how deep this goes, how demonic this goes, how satanic this goes, and how we are responsible for what you're talking about right now in our own country.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, no doubt there were good Germans that marched up to a concentration camp and said, what's going on in here, and lost their lives just by asking that question. We don't need to pay such a price for the American Holocaust. We can have the world at our fingertips by using your keyboard. You can move massive mountains with your meager mouse. Seriously. Yeah. This generation doesn't watch ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, whatever. They couldn't care less about TV, cable. All they're interested in is social media. All they're interested in is Facebook and Twitter and iPods, iPads, etc. So if you want to reach them, you've got to use that medium. Well, we can, and that's what we did with 180movie.com, and we're asking Christians to send it all over the Internet. It's easy to do, and you can bring people under the sound of the gospel simply by pushing a send button. You know, 10, 15 years ago, we didn't have this ability to reach millions. 180's in 27 different languages now. We got an email this morning from a lady in Germany. She said, I've just changed my mind about abortion through watching 180. So use your mouth to move mountains.
Let me ask you,
go and click on it.
You just brought up a gal from Germany. And, folks, this when I watched 180, I can't say that necessarily the news was shocking just because we've been in public high school so much and you know what kids are being taught. But I thought that everybody knew about Hitler. Everybody understood about World War II. The guy with the funny mustache, at least they knew that much. But in your commentary that you do, you find that sometimes 40% of the people that you were asking didn't know. And this is a study, and I've got this, according to a report by an independent expert commissioned by the German parliament and published earlier this week, about 1 in 5 Germans is latently anti-Semitic. Now, how many people would you feel in America are sympathetic towards abortion? Because we think, oh, that's terrible. 1 in 5 people still hate Jews in Germany. Haven't they learned their lesson? How many out of each person is pro-life, for example, or would stand for that cause to protect a baby's life in America? Is that ratio not worse than what I just read is going on in Germany against Jews?
Oh, absolutely. Far worse. And that's because we've had a whole generation that's been brainwashed. They've only heard one side. But I don't know if you saw that sign that was running around of a business. They said, we would rather do business with 1,000 Al-Qaeda terrorists than with 1 American soldier. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, when I saw that, we'd rather do business with 1,000 Al-Qaeda terrorists than 1 American soldier, I was angry. I thought, these people are anti-American and don't deserve to live in America. Then I saw one more 5-word sentence that changed my mind in a second about these people. I loved them. They said, we are a funeral home. And they'd rather do business with 1,000 Al-Qaeda terrorists than with 1 American soldier. They'd rather bury the guys. And I immediately thought, these guys are neat. They're pro-American. So knowledge gave me another perspective, which gave me the ability to change my mind. That's exactly what 180 does, both with the abortion issue and with the gospel. People think, oh, yeah, well, it's a woman's choice. They've never been challenged. Their conscience has never been stirred. That's all that happens with 180, and it's the same with the gospel in 180. People have got this attitude that I'm a good person, therefore if there's a heaven, I'm going there. Mm-hmm. Well, all you do is give them knowledge of God's law. And Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed through lack of knowledge of the law, if you read the whole verse.
Yep.
And that shows them they're not good people, that God says, if you lust, you commit adultery. If you hate someone, you commit murder. If you lie or steal, you're a lying thief and you're heading for hell. They realize they're guilty, they're not good people in God's eyes, that they're heading for hell, and that causes them to ask, what must I do to be saved? Knowledge is extremely powerful, and that's what we need to bring in. God bless you guys for going to schools and preaching the gospel. We went to 100 universities across the nation in one day and gave out 180,000 copies of 180, and we really need to get off the pews and out into the world as we've been told to do.
You got it, Ray. Now, how do people get your stuff, please? Thank you, Ray Comfort.
They can get our stuff at livingwaters.com, but they can get the 180 movie for $1 each at heartchanger.com, and they can freely watch it on the internet at 180movie.com.
Thank you, folks. Ray Comfort with the Sons of Liberty will be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You know what's interesting about that, too? Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Obama's statement on the 30th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, he said today marks the 38th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision that protects women's health. Folks, it's when you're dealing with radicals, you have to understand what they say. They're doing the opposite. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Patriot Act, the Unpatriot Act, Homeland Security, no, the rounding up of the American people and criminalizing them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to look at what they're really doing. Protecting women's health, it has nothing to do with that. Because if that was the case, stats don't line up.
No.
Facts don't line up. 1% of all abortions occur because of rape or incest. 6% of abortions occur because of potential health problems regarding either the mother or child. 93% of all abortions occur for social reasons. But listen to Obama, the guy that wants to force you to pay for abortion on demand. The Supreme Court decision that protects women's health and reproductive freedom and affirms a fundamental principle. Murder is a fundamental principle, Jake? That government should not intrude on private family matters. Folks, what they are doing is intruding into family private matters.
Doing exactly what
the opposite of what he says he's doing. I don't think people understand that they're dealing with radicals.
No, they
don't get it yet.
And I think a big revelation of just even having Ray on the show for the last 15 minutes. And by the way, folks, if you want a copy of that 180, Call us right now at the studio. We'll give you a free copy. It's 877-807-9977.
Or you can go online to Ray Comfort and then go to 180.
180movie.com.
Watch it on YouTube for free. There's 2,344,000 hits on that video.
Yeah. And the eye-opening part of it is this: Obama comes in and says, you know, health for women. That's a lie, because cervical cancer happens a lot as a result of abortions. Breast cancer, mental health, women wanting to kill themselves, living with the condemnation of, it's completely the opposite. And then you go to reproductive freedom. Now tell me how this is reproductive freedom. I can murder a child. Hitler pitched the same thing.
Yep. The problem with us in Germany is the Jews. The Jew. He's the problem of our economic problems. He steals all of our money. The Jew.
It's the same thing. Yeah. Same concept.
Well, now Obama's starting to point the finger at the wealthy.
Yep. That's right.
You just explained.
Exactly. And Ray Comfort did too. 30% of the war with Germany was funded off of Jewish fortunes. He would take the entire family, because when you take the entire family, they can't complain anymore. He would kill them, take the gold out of their teeth, take their houses, take their cars, take their bank accounts. Everything, he would strip them clean and then fund his war. Folks, let me just say this. In the abortion industry, what is Obama trying to do? Get federal funding to mandate abortions, or to get an abortion. Federal funding.
That means you pay for it, folks.
Stripping your money. That's right. Yeah. And 1 in 5 people are still anti-Semitic in Germany, as we brought up last topic. How many people right now, so you think, well, that's a travesty. There's 1 in 5 people that still hate Jews. How many people hate unborn babies?
But I can see where people divert it. They shun the thought. That's in Germany.
Yeah.
No, but 3,700 babies are aborted in America on a daily basis.
Yep.
No. They're anti-Semitic in Germany, but they're murdering 3,700 babies a day in your country.
Well, what if the Chancellor of Germany was anti-Semitic and he started wanting to kill Jews again? No different than this president who wants to mandate tax dollars to kill babies.
Well, let's take it a step further. Planned Parenthood is aimed at the extinguishing of what? Blacks and Hispanics.
Yep.
Folks, we just the other day looked up the Planned Parenthood, the fraud involved.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 7 that we looked up, all 7 were involved with fraud, money laundering, corruption, even prostitution. Folks, what is it that the American people need to see from this administration? Just think about this. The Holocaust killed 6 million people. In America, oh my God, this is what's scary about it all. Yeah. God's justice will not sleep forever, folks. Rest assured, you're seeing this today. Abortion in America since 1973. We have allowed on our watch, America, 55 million babies killed in the womb. What's wrong? Oh, it's really not a big deal. It's a woman's choice. It has nothing to do with a woman's choice.
No, it has nothing to do. Nothing to do at all. It has to do with the amount of money that's being made off of that industry, and also the demoralization of our culture. To say, you know, you'd be abhorred that 1 in 5 Germans still hate Jews, but probably 1 in 3 Americans, maybe 1 in 4. I'm not even sure. I actually don't know the ratio. How many are okay with abortion?
I don't know.
1 in 5, or is it greater than that? And even if they disagree with it, how many are doing nothing about it? So then it doesn't matter if you're for it or against it.
But America is speaking loudly, are they not, by their inaction?
That's right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. It's true, because this could stop in a day.
Yes, it could.
Okay, here's another question. If they're willing to do this to an innocent baby in the womb, what are they willing to do to you?
That's right.
Just curious.
How are your rights secured?
To the most... folks, if you committed an abortion at the turn of the century, you would go to prison for 99 years. Why? Because they valued life. Mm-hmm. How much do you value life that you're holding those that are committing these crimes to that 99 years?
That's right.
Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. I don't even want the quote. You know, Heather just threw up a quote for me. Thank you, Heather. But it's interesting. We have all these Ronald Reaganites who are more Reaganites than they are Christians. Everybody's quoting Reagan. It was just a quote, folks, that came up. It was a good one. But the fact of the matter is, Ronald Reagan never stopped abortion when he had the power to stop abortion.
Yeah, and see, that's the issue. If you go to the line, because he did say a lot of good things.
Yes, he did.
A lot of good judges, and he was very pro-life in his speeches. No doubt about it. Pounded the drum, went all over the country, made that. He wanted his administration to be the first to get rid of it. But then it came to the line where the Supreme Court upheld the ruling.
Yep.
No impeachment of judges.
What's the fruit of it, Jake? That's
no
all
PR
I'm going
campaign.
For.
Yep. That's right. None of that. And he stepped back. But let me tell you this. What was the fruit of a radical like President Obama, who believed in his administration, what he was doing? He went ahead. The people said no. Mass droves. Not just a little itty-bitty Supreme Court justice or a couple of them on the bench. But yet our conservative right stopped with the victory, and Obama's willing to challenge this entire country every single day to get done what he wants to get done?
Yeah.
And we're just sticking nice to worry about the way that the Supreme Court works or the way that the legislature works,
yeah.
And we stop?
Yeah.
And we accept that, and we say, well, I did my best.
As I've said to you before, and I say this candidly to the world, that I'm surprised that this guy was not impeached after his first week.
Mm-hmm.
This is America's tolerance, and look what it's brought upon us, folks.
And a lot of people are screaming about him.
Yeah.
A lot of, even in Congress right now, we got our Speaker of the House that's yelling, this is a travesty.
As they
doing nothing.
As they capitulate and they tuck tail every single time, they're out there to tell the people, this is wrong, this is wrong. Well, if you're so emboldened and empowered by the American people and you're the right guy, how come you're losing every stinking time you get on the television set? How come you're not because you're a compromised liar just like the one you work for.
Exactly right.
Here's a statement for you. This is a good one. Mother Teresa said this. There are two victims in every abortion, a dead baby and a dead conscience.
That's exactly right.
Folks, babies. Babies. Mm-hmm. This administration is zeroing in on babies. Dummying down your kids to violate conscience. By the way, they said it, I didn't, two and three at a time. Even without the permission of the parents. If this isn't a UN agenda, I don't know what is. To assert parental rights. So is the gay agenda, by the way. These are my two topics that jack me up more than anything are just those two. Abortion and the gay agenda. It's an abomination in the sight of God. And we, folks, no matter how much I complain, I'm telling you what, the fact is, we are going to reap what we sow. There's no getting around it, and there's no way out of it. We are in trouble. The best thing that we can do is stop it now, together.
And deal with them.
Because easily, throughout this country, we don't agree with it. But you know what? We don't agree with gay marriage yet, neither. But we let a one judge stop 7 million voices in this country. Mm-hmm. Remove the judges. Remove those that are in this administration. It's easy. It's called impeachment.
That's right.
And America is for this. This is not a thing that's going to take 2 years. He can commit more crimes against the people. We can stop this in a day.
That's right. If we demand it.
If we demand it.
That's right. And not get caught up in, the process. Listen,
Who is saying that, Jake?
Those that don't want to do.
Thank you.
And that it's so, they debase themselves to the point of, well, if I do say something, I might not get elected next term.
Well, here, let's put it this way. America is looking for you to say something so they can elect you for the next
exactly.
term.
Exactly, and you see that with the whole turn of events with Santorum. The only one that will stand on the moral issues.
Yes.
The only one that would stand, and what happens to his ratings? Do they go in the toilet? No, they actually went up.
That's right. It backfires.
Exactly.
See, it shows you how people have been conditioned. Here again, Mother Teresa said this. It's a poverty that a child must die so that you may live as you wish. So that you may live as you wish. That's the pro-abortion, the pro-murders. That's their free choice, folks.
That's right.
Instead of obeying God and not committing fornication or adultery, they go ahead and do it, and then they kill the fruit.
Yep.
They think by killing the fruit, they're going to get rid of their guilt. Oh, no.
Killer
conscience. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And my Bible tells me my Father sees all things, that a sparrow will not even fall to the ground, and the very hairs of your head are all numbered. And guess what Christ says in his grace? To take every thought captive and make it obedient. Folks, you are without excuse. It's time to stand up or shut up. It's that simple. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Thank you to Ray Comfort, by the way. If you'd like to see that again, go to 180 Ray Comfort on YouTube or Ray Comfort 180. You'll see it. It's an awesome video. I have yet to see the whole thing. I've seen portions of it, but it's awesome stuff. But educate yourselves, folks, and your kids. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you tomorrow.